We mentioned earlier Peter Snowden and Paul, his son, had a great day yesterday winning the two features. Pete's on the line. Pete, good morning. Congratulations with Dame Giselle and also the Quinella in the hot Danish won by Rillamin Ruby. Firstly, Dame Giselle, Pete, she looked the real deal yesterday, didn't she?
Good morning, Jim, Ray. Yeah, great result, mate. It was a bit of a tough time of late, just running a lot of places in the big race and just missing out. So it's good to get a great day like yesterday to share between us. It was great. But some good results there. And, really, and Ruby, she really deserved that win yesterday.
Mm. Let's go back to Dame Giselle. What's it mean now for her preparation that you can go, right, she's in the slipper?
Yeah, that's a big relief. Knowing that she's a nice filly, but having that money in the bank, that's great. No pressure on her. If we can spell her, she won't have a real long spell. She'll only probably have 3 or 4 weeks and get her back in the system. But we can be selective where we run, and without any pressure being on her, to know you've got to really get a score down, have as fit as you can, because as we know, those races close to the slipper, you've got to have them really wound up to win them. If you don't win them, you don't get in. So
yep.
A lot of pressure on them, but that's the release we'll have with her, that we know pressure, we can just run when we want.
And even the third place getter, Pete Blazer Trailer, who I thought went super yesterday after leading, he earned $98,000 at his first start. Generally speaking, 100 and 120 are borderline, so he's basically in the golden slipper too.
Yes, I thought his run was outstanding. I was really, really happy with him because he did a few things wrong, which I thought he may, but he just didn't quite come back as well as I would have liked to see him. He just got running a bit early, and he had that horse of Beyond Baker's outside, and just kept him running and didn't sort of come back and switch off. And Timmy tried to let her get in front to get a cover, but I don't think he could get past him. He's got a bit too quick. But look, he learned a lot from that. It's the first time I've seen him feel anything yesterday. He felt the race a little bit afterwards, which is understandable because they're in quick time and he did all the work from the front. But it's the first time I've seen him put his hand up and say that'll lure me to the day, because he's just been such an iron horse. Just nothing worries him. He's such a hard, tough horse, which is what I love about him. Especially too, that also seen him as strong as he is. He's definitely a horse. I thought his run was outstanding yesterday, and he'll improve a heap from that.
Rillamin Ruby, we were talking a little bit earlier, Pete, and she found that distance, 1,400 metres. I think back in June was the last time she was over that trip, and that was a win for her there. That's her best distance, is it?
I think she might get a bit more, Jimmy.
Okay.
She's such an honest thing. You know, you just never can put a line on how far they will go. But what we do from now, I'm just not sure. I'll have a good think about it, because I just really think now that she's the way she's going and the way she keeps on improving in Mitch Prep, race up the Coolmore wouldn't be out of place for her. And she'd be well weighted in it, so it's definitely a race we're thinking strongly about, and to give her the best preparation we can, she might need to go out to give herself that time to get back in and give those runs that we need to get right on the day. So really nice really going forward. The thing I like about her most is just she's just so genuine and honest. She just tries so hard, and those horses that keep on doing that, you know there's going to be a good result there sometime.
Yeah, 10 starts, 4 wins, 6 placings. She's a gun. Great to see Moss Trip run well too yesterday, Pete.
Yeah, she's on her way back, Ray. She's getting closer now. Those last 2 runs have been somewhere near her best. I don't believe she's quite there yet, but definitely going the right way. And she'll probably stick around for the festival and one more run before she goes out. But she's definitely going the right way.
Pete, you sound busy. We'll let you go. Congratulations. Outstanding day for you and Paul yesterday, and appreciate your time this morning.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks,
Pete.
Yeah, P&P Snowden, fantastic day for them.